After the woman had finished hacking away Craig's manhood and pulled it free to dangle it mockingly before him, things descended into a hellish chaos. "Okay," the father said. "Everyone dig in and help themselves." And they did. Craig lay sobbing in unspeakable agony as everyone moved in. The feeling of the three of them starting to devour him at the same time, pulling and tearing and cutting and biting, was pain on a completely new scale. He felt the cleaver go to work again on the opposite side of his body. It again sunk into the flesh just above his bicep until his arm came free. There was no carving of the meat this time. The father simply dug in like Henry had done with his leg before. Looking down, he saw the great fat beast that was Henry dig his fingers through the skin of Craig's stomach. The big, meaty hands then submerged inside of him, and Craig saw glistening, snake-like, red and purple intestines pulled free.
"Not hear it. Yes, I hear it. Many minutes, many hours, many days have I heard it, yet I dared not. Miserable wretch that I am, we have put her living in the tomb. I now tell you that I heard her first feeble movements in the hollow coffin. Do I not distinguish that heavy and horrible beating of her heart?"
Here he sprang furiously to his feet and shrieked out his syllables, as if in an effort he were giving up his soul.
"Madman, I tell you, she now stands without the door!"
The huge antique panels to which the speaker pointed threw slowly back upon the instant, ponderous and ebony jaws. And then, without those doors, there did stand the lofty and enshrouded figure of the Lady Madeline of Usher. For a moment, she remained trembling and reeling to and fro upon the threshold, then, with a low moaning cry, fell heavily inward upon the person of her brother, and in her violent and now final death agonies, bore him to the floor a corpse,